Cerebus is a comic book with a beginning, middle, and end, and a more than 30-year lifespan. The author-illustrator team of Dave Sim and Gerhard are in town today for the Great Salt Lake Book Festival, and Midday Metro has them in studio. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
Now, we spoke about a week or so ago in the middle of our pledge drive, and as you just reminded me, I was a bit kind of crazed. So, Dave, let's start all over, and let's talk about the origins of Cerebus. More than 30 years ago, what was the idea you had for this?
Well, the total project was 26 years, but it was started December 1977 and ran for 300 issues till March 2004. I did the first 64 issues on my own, and then Gerhard started doing the backgrounds with issue 65, and that was my primary ambition was, as you say, beginning, middle, and end.
That was very different, wasn't it,
yeah,
at that time?
Yeah, well, you know.
Comic book heroes live forever.
Superman and Lois Lane are still 29 years old, and they were 29 years old in 1938.
Man, so they look good.
Don't they look good?
And he's died several times, too, hasn't he?
That's right. That might be the secret. You got to die several times and come back.
So tell me about how you create this comic, because as you said, it was a while before you brought Gerhard in. So how do the two of you work together? I mean, you write the stories?
I write the stories and then draw the characters, pencil and ink. Laura's just flipping open a page here.
I must say I'm new to Cerebus, and so I'm hoping that Mimi Cruz over at Night Flight can help me with all how many issues again?
300 issues, 16 volumes, 6,000 pages. So
okay.
It's a commitment. It's not just a series of books.
Okay,
but
so
my interest was in the writing and in the characters, drawing faces and expressions and things, and Gerhard comes from another end of things.
Yeah, Gerhard, you love sailboating and cats. I read your bio. But also
my extensive biography.
Yeah, drawing for Cerebus. Is this kind of a unique partnership in the world of graphic
novels? Yeah, it is. Usually it's split up between writing, penciling, inking. But when I get the pages, Dave's part is fully inked. The word balloons, the characters are all fully inked. They're just standing around in a whole bunch of white space.
I see.
So I basically just put them where they belong.
So do you feel that you've had the freedom to impact the Cerebus line?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Dave has very much given me complete leeway on what I do. He's always said that if I wanted to draw the interior of a submarine behind them, I could. It just wouldn't look very good.
So you actually do pay attention to the storyline.
I actually got to do that in one panel. I put the interior of a submarine in there.
We had a sort of hallucinatory segment, and I thought, if you're ever going to do the submarine, this will be it.
Now's the time.
Now's the time.
Go for it. It was a good submarine.
So the life of Cerebus, and for the uninitiated, tell us who Cerebus is.
He's a 3 foot tall aardvark, a funny animal in the world of humans, with a really bad attitude, a walking id, just somebody that people just love to identify with.
My question is, did the creators of ALF pay you royalties?
ALF came after Cerebus.
I know, that's what I mean. They should be paying you. Did you sue?
No. It was one of those things where if I just let this go, maybe God will never make me have to work on my own television show.
That was one of my questions, is all the comic books are making the leap to the big screen, either animated or live action or a mix thereof. Now that Cerebus is over, and as you said, beginning, middle, and end, so we're not giving anything away about the demise of Cerebus. Any plan to
You're not make supposed them? To tell people that. Nobody's going to buy 16 volumes now. All right, let's get out of here. This is enough of this. Thanks very much, NPR, for ruining our career.
Are you thinking about maybe having Cerebus live on the big screen?
Who's going to buy it now? Oh! Everybody knows how it ends.
I've destroyed your chances in Cerebus.
There's people, come back
from the dead. You can now go
there's
back
Hollywood people that monitor these NPR things, and it's like somebody sitting there going from Lucasfilms, wow, this could be it. It's like, oh, they just gave away the ending. Oh, forget that.
In the annals of comic book history, Laura Jones killed the career of Dave Sim and Gerhard.
Well, she killed the aardvark, so when he comes back, he should look good, like Superman, right?
He's exactly.
Always 29
So you're not going to answer the question?
Sure. No, I want Cerebus to stay as a comic book.
Yeah.
Not as a raw material for a film.
Have you had offers over the years?
Oh, yeah. yeah, there's...
Well, we were doing a signing in Berkeley, was it? And somebody from, I forget which studio now.
Oh, it was Lucasfilm.
Lucasfilm.
Lucasfilm,
right.
Walked over and tried to make a lunchtime
deal.
Well,
somebody called and offered the... And,
a meeting?
And Dave says, oh, great, he can do for service what they did for Howard the Duck.
Oh!
Ow! Ow!
So tell me about...
I only said that because I thought that would get me Spielberg. That didn't work.
There's no one that could entice you?
No.
Really?
No.
Gerhard, how does that make you feel?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, you're fine with that.
I'm fine with that. I mean, we've made a comfortable living out of this for almost 30 years, and I have no complaints.
I'll tell you what's happening right now. There's some guys online.
Oh yeah.
Who are doing a Cerebus film? Basically, a guy who does.
It's a YouTube thing.
YouTube computer animation, and now he's got other Cerebus fans who worked on things like Dark Crystal and Star Wars and all of these other. You know, major Hollywood things that are just doing this as a hobby. And essentially, I wasn't going to shut them down. It's like, you can't go and get a deal without me. But
yeah.
If you want to sit there and put together a two-hour film and show it to me, and I'll go, nah, I don't like it.
Now, there's a Cerebus wiki. Do you go on and change things every now and then?
I'm not on the internet. I have no internet access at all.
Really?
So, yeah, I just hear about it indirectly, that there's sort of like this ongoing flame war of who is Dave Sim.
Spoiler warning on the Cerebus wiki. I'm afraid.
Well, spoiler warning on the wiki, but she's going to ruin the book by telling them they die in the end.
You're the one who said beginning, middle, and end at the beginning of your career. All right, so
there's all different kinds of end. Nobody said dead.
I only said demise. What's the definition of demise?
That's true. He could have moved to California and amounted to the same thing.
Santa Barbara. So no movie. What and
there goes my chances for the key to Santa Barbara.
That's right.
I just keep ruining things for
that's
you,
Dave.
So what are you doing then? Answering lots of fan mail, I'm guessing?
Answering the fan mail. I'm doing a blog, but I'm not on the internet.
How do you do a blog if you're not on the internet? How does that work?
Only Dave could get away with that.
You're giving me what is this? I don't even recognize what this is. It's like a floppy or something.
Gives it to me.
you FedEx a disc, and then somebody else uploads
somebody it. Somebody else.
Talk about having little people do things for you, Dave.
Jeff Tundis in Rhode Island gets a week's worth of blogs emailed to him.
Which I emailed to him from home because we don't have internet at the office.
Oh, that's hilarious. Someone might steal your identity? Is this your big fear?
I did finally get a push-button phone. Got rid of the dial. And nobody gives me credit for that.
Oh, man. Okay. Let's talk about what you're here to do during the Great Salt Lake Book Festival from 4 to 6 over
apart
at the library.
Apart from ruining my career?
Apart from letting me ruin your career.
We're here for Ye Books of Cerebus, which is an exhibit of artwork from at the beginning of the last storyline, which was the last day. And
the last day, huh?
The last day. In a biblical sense.
Uh-huh.
You're not getting out from under this.
Cerebus is the Lazarus of the comic book
that's
world.
That's right.
There, I've fixed everything. And so you'll be talking and taking questions?
I'm doing a reading of the first 40 pages of the last day, and that'll be at the City Library. Starting at, Mimi, help me out here.
4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and then the gallery walk with Gerhard at 6 p.m.
Yeah, because down the lower floor, it's been up for a while, and I've been noticing people going over there and looking at it and going, what the heck is Cerebus? Or, oh, look, I remember this one. What's the craziest fan reaction you've had over the years, Dave?
The craziest fan reaction.
Do people dress up like Cerebus? Is there like a Cerebus
yeah,
con?
Yeah, used to
Sarah
have
con?
Cerebus costume things. That was sort of, that was back a while ago. I did a sight gag in one of the issues that was about potato salad. So I was doing a signing in Minneapolis in the Radisson Hotel, and one of the people waiting in line to get an autograph ordered potato salad from room service to be brought in. So that was a great plus for that signing. I just dished out potato salad to the next 10 people that were coming through and did a little sketch of potato salad sketches. And
it's always iffy with potato salad. Depends how long it's been out.
It was good potato salad. For a Radisson, I had no complaints.
Well, so
there goes my comp rooms at the Radisson from now.
Oh,
maybe
they'll
get me in at the Marriott, though.
Just never do NPR again.
There you go.
So over the years, Cerebus has had the opportunity, I think, to be Pope.
Pope.
So why not?
He was a Pope. He was a barbarian. He was
Prime Minister.
A freebirder, Prime Minister. He just couldn't hold a steady job. He was a house guest.
So why not bring Cerebus back? Are you missing Cerebus?
Dead.
That's not
dead,
me.
That's
Gerhard saying this.
He can say that. He's 50% of the team.
All right.
It's no.
You're not lonely?
Beginning. No.
It's a huge chunk of your life.
It's a drawing on paper. People were saying to me, "Oh man, you're going to have to go through a grieving process, and you know this was
dead,
somebody."
Dead.
It's like, as soon as he's dead, I couldn't be happier. It's like stopping hitting yourself in the head with a hammer for 26 years.
It's so
good.
Good
idea.
Wow, Gerhard, do you miss drawing the art for this at all?
I don't miss the monthly schedule at all.
Oh,
no.
Yeah?
That was probably the worst part of the whole thing, trying to keep a monthly schedule. Mm-hmm. And we were one of the few people that actually managed to keep a monthly schedule. So,
what do you say to kids when they come to things like you're going to do this afternoon and they want to go into the world of comic book illustration?
I say, get out.
What sort of fool are you?
Dave, what about you? I mean, it's a huge resurgence. Like I said, all the comic books making the jump to the little or the big screen.
Yeah. It's so labor intensive. It takes so long. Apart from animation itself, classical animation, I don't think there's anything else that takes more time. It took us on average a day and a half each of working to produce a page that a person's going to read in 2.5 seconds.
Why not outsource it to China or something?
Or Santa Barbara. There's got to be people in Santa Barbara.
Okay, last question for both of you. For both of you, Gerhard. Outside of Cerebus, mm-hmm. Let's put Cerebus off the table. What's your favorite comic these days? Either print, TV, movie, internet?
Oh, that's a tough
leave politics
one,
alone. Leave politicians alone.
Unfortunately, the comics I like the best are the ones that hardly come out at all. There's one called Strange Haven by Gary Millage, and he's out of the UK. He manages to put out like one issue a year or something, which is probably the most frustrating thing about falling in love and getting hooked on a comic and then having it not come out on a regular basis.
I had the same thing happen with me and The Tick. So
a Tick fan. All right. You're back in my good graces.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Dave, what about you? What's your favorite comic or graphic novel these days?
Supernatural
Law.
Supernatural Law.
What's that from the Beanie Gallery? Supernatural Law?
Yeah. Batten's assistant standing behind me with a 357, so I love Supernatural Law. It is a great title, and Batten does get the book out. Pretty close to a bi-monthly schedule, isn't it, Trevor? And good straight-ahead comics on that. I tend to read the collections more.
You don't read the funny pages in the newspaper every day?
No, I read the
High and Lois something.
They're not funny.
They're not. I read the National Post, which is the only Canadian newspaper.
That's not funny either.
It doesn't have a comics page, and it's like they tried it put in a couple of comic strips, and it's like everybody sort of went, "This is pointless. These aren't funny." Only conservative newspapers go, "No, seriously, these aren't funny."
Well, gentlemen, thanks for coming, and I hope you enjoy yourselves this afternoon over at the library.
Oh, thanks. This was a lot of fun, Laura.
And I haven't ruined your career, right?
No, you haven't. I was just funning you.
That's Dave Sim and Gerhard of Cerebus fame, and they will be at the main city library here at Library Square, 4 o'clock. Dave Sim reads from Cerebus, The Last Day. 6 o'clock, Gerhard's gallery walk. Ask him about his cats. More Midday Metro to come on KCPW.